Matt Sullivan here to remind you to stop putting screens on your gutters. Better to schedule a free estimate with the local experts at Gutter Helmet so you stay off the ladder. Visit gutterhelmetindy.com. With Gutter Helmet, you'll never clean your gutters again. gutterhelmetindy.com.
You're listening to the Hammer and Nigel Show.
Hello, my name is Nigel. Jason Hammer right over there with a special guest on the hotline.
He is the Strategic Communications Director for the RNC. You can see some of his work on the popular handle at RNC Research. Tommy Pigott joins us. Tommy, the jobs report is out. The jobs angle is a big area where Joe Biden tries to fool people into thinking he's doing great things. What did we learn about the jobs report today?
Well, we learned that Biden's economy is continuing to be a giant failure. I mean, we've already seen this in the polls where we have most Americans saying the economy is poor. But one of the numbers that stuck out to me was that first, job growth was much lower than expected. We're seeing that it's becoming more and more sluggish. But on top of that, we saw over 770,000 more Americans are now considered unemployed than a year ago. We're talking about an economy that's leaving many, many Americans behind, millions of Americans. And so while job growth slows, while GDP growth slows, we see inflation accelerating. And that has many economists worrying about stagflation, which is the last thing you want to see in an economy.
And the thing is, Tommy, like the way the administrations cook these books, right? They will try to get any sort of advantage on these job numbers they can, even if that means having to go back in a month or two and offer a revision. Oh, by the way, we were off by 10 to 15,000. They'll do that any chance they can get, and it was still under what they thought it would be today.
Yeah, we consistently see these numbers being revised down, and I think it does show again the failure of the Biden economy, where you're not meeting these expectations. And on top of that, we're in an economy right now where most of the jobs that Biden is going out there bragging about were just recovered since the pandemic, and they were recovered in mainly Republican-led states. So we're talking about an economy where even when Biden tries to claim credit for things, it's completely dishonest. And really, he should be crediting Republican governors for that job recovery. And the fact that right now we're seeing this growth slow down, this job growth slow down, despite the fact that Biden has wasted trillions of dollars, shows that we're really getting nothing for all that money that Biden spent except for massive price hikes. And those price hikes are basically tax hikes. So this job report is just another signal that shows that all the times that Biden goes out there trying to claim credit, in reality, his Bidenomics plan is not working. It's just making American families poorer.
And one more thing on this, and then we can move on. We often talk on this segment about jobs recovered versus jobs created and how the administration tries to blur those lines, Tommy. What, in terms of jobs created, what kind of jobs are, quote unquote, being created?
Well, many of them are government jobs,
yes,
to be honest with you. Many of them are jobs that rely on massive government spending. And I think it's important for everyone to remember, and this is something that most Americans know, the government doesn't have any money. The government doesn't produce its own money. It takes money from American citizens through taxes. So when we talk about government jobs, in a sense, it's just taking money from one person and giving it to another. That's not a recipe for a
prosperous economy. I never thought about it like that. Wow.
Yes, I mean, it's just not, I mean, so it's really, you need to have private sector job growth. You need to have small businesses driving this economy. That's where you actually have a prosperous economy, and that's just not what Biden's economy is.
And it's a lot of part-time jobs, too. That's a big part that they seem to leave out of the conversation here. We're not talking about creating these big jobs in manufacturing that pay these big salaries with benefits.
No.
We're talking about side hustles that people are getting because they're having a hard time with the cost of living right now.
I mean, that's exactly right. We're seeing the exact same thing for many people that are retired or retirees entering back into the workforce. Many people that are on a fixed income are forced to take that second part-time job. And this is why, again, Biden goes out there bragging. When you have an uptick in part-time jobs, that's not the sign of a healthy economy.
Yeah.
That's a sign of people in trouble. That's a sign of people that can't afford food, that can't afford rent, that can't afford energy. And so when we see this massive uptick, and we see that reflected also in the underemployment rate where people are not having a job that's able to have them meet ends meet. And so we see that uptick at very high levels. So again, all these times that Biden is out there bragging about these jobs numbers, he's either misleading on the total number, talking about recovered or versus created, or he's talking about part-time jobs that really are not a signal of a healthy economy. Like we said, it's a signal that people are struggling.
Tommy Pigott is our guest. He's the Strategic Communications Director for the RNC. Tommy, we've seen it here in Indiana. We've been watching coverage all over the country of these college protests, these encampments. Some cases, police have came in and had to break down the encampments. I'm just curious as to your perspective on what you're seeing across the country.
Well, these protests are heinous. These protests are showing some of the worst rhetoric that we've seen. I mean, they're really terrible. First of all, just the idea that they're shutting down these campuses is absolutely terrible. But on top of that, we're seeing that Jewish students are being targeted. Jewish students are being denied access to campuses. These protesters are shouting really heinous rhetoric at Jewish students. We're seeing anti-Semitic rhetoric come out of these protests. Really, riots and mobs are a better word to describe them. And I think, again, it's showing the failure of Joe Biden, because this campus chaos is on Joe Biden. For months now, Joe Biden has tried to placate the radical left, has said he understands where they're coming from, has said he respects their passion, has praised agitators like AOC who have gone to Columbia and other places and praised these rioters. That's what Biden has done, and Biden has been incredibly weak on this issue. Biden has refused to say the word condemn when it comes to these riots, and that's the bare minimum he should be doing, is condemning these protests, condemning these riots. And I think what a contrast between Biden and President Trump. Biden, who's weak on this issue. Meanwhile, President Trump, it's clear he's calling on college universities to clear these encampments, protect students, and he's also calling to support Israel. And that's what we need to be doing. President Trump has shown leadership on this issue, and it's yet another example of why we desperately need President Trump back in the White House.
And meanwhile, President Biden is mulling over bringing a bunch of people in that have been indoctrinated with anti-Semitism and violence since they were young. Your take on Biden thinking of bringing in some Gaza refugees?
I think it's incredibly short-sighted. I think it's, especially given the fact that we don't really have a vetting system in place right now, given how overloaded the border is and how much our system is already struggling to vet anyone. It really is short-sighted, and it poses a national security risk. I think it's important to keep in mind that the neighbors in the Middle East are not accepting refugees, and I think it's important to ask why. Why won't Egypt accept refugees? Why won't Saudi Arabia? Why won't other countries? And I think it's because they don't believe that they can do so in a way that keeps their country secure. We should be asking those questions of why countries in the region aren't stepping up to that degree, and we shouldn't be, in response, especially when we see these college protests, really importing refugees from Gaza when we don't have no idea what they are, no idea who they are, no idea what they believe. And no idea what their plans might be. We should be supporting Israel. We should be calling for the complete destruction of Hamas. That's where our focus should be, not on trying to appease the radical left like Joe Biden's trying to do.
Imagine opening the border, opening the front door for a group that's too rowdy to get into Saudi Arabia. Let that sink in for just a moment. Tommy Pigott, check out some of his work at RNC Research. Tommy, great stuff as always, and we'll talk to you next Friday.
Hey, thanks for having me on. Have a good weekend.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.